Indeed.
It is good to join with you, my dear friends.
Thank you so much for being here.
As we came together this time, I observed each one of you. I was observing the light which emanates from each one of you. I know that when last we met, each one did feel some upliftment in their lives. But as always, in human living, these things are so quickly forgotten and gone from you. But, my dear friends, from each one of you, there is a light which is now shining, which can never be extinguished. It is the light of ever-growing knowledge. It is the light of union with that true self. It is our purpose, as I have told you, that each one of you in this time of your earthly year will find and grow spiritually. To this end, this time, or part of this time, will be given over again to individual development. Because what is to come over the next few of your years will need understanding that comes from within. It is simple to utter words to you, for you to listen, to try to digest those words. But unless that knowledge is taken on board and digested spiritually, then it means very little. So do you understand, my dear friends, the importance of your own individual growth?
Yes, I think we will do.
Because in your individual growth, you come together as a group which becomes stronger as a group, even although your own individual development is so varied. After all, that is our task. That when we give knowledge to you, that you are able to utilize it to the best of your abilities. That the truth that is given to you at this time is passed to others in the process of your everyday. I know, my dear friends, this you already do. But to become aware of it is indeed another step forward for you. Therefore, when we have these individual development evenings, do not feel it is because I do not wish to give you more teaching. It is part of the overall picture of the group itself. I would therefore say to you, my dear friends, that if there are any questions this time, I will be happy to answer them for you. But I would say that we must devote some time this evening to allow those who are standing close to you to come forward and help you all individually.
Perhaps I could observe that we continued as a group now for 10 years, and it's most refreshing that you, I notice you're looking ahead several years in terms of the next development. That's very nice to know. Thank you.
I know that when you speak of earthly years, to you, my friends, it may seem some considerable time, but it is but one blink of your eye. There is so much to know and to learn. And after all, my purpose in coming to you is not only to give you teaching, but to bring you together as that group which has existed in many times, in many forms. But in this existence, I want you to be more aware. So you see, it is a double-edged purpose that we have. What would be the purpose in giving you information if you know not what to do with the information? If you cannot take into your hearts and souls that eternal truth. So, it is of great importance, and I did tell you earlier in this earthly year that a great deal of this time, this earthly year, would be given to individual groups. Can any of you within this room say that you have not felt to some degree some form of progress in your lives? Is there anyone who could say this?
We have progressed, I'm sure. Yes. I feel in myself that there has been certainly progress, I'm sure. That goes for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And the way you deal with things in life, that's so much amazing.
Yes. It is that awareness within yourselves, the way you express the spirit within, that is the purpose of development.
people group that's here tonight, although we're a smaller number, as to sometimes, same with the old timers.
Yes.
And I'm sure the others agree, we can feel the love between us growing as time goes along.
There is a bond with you which will never be broken.
Thank you.
You may have other lifetimes, you may have other groups, but there is a joining among you that has existed for a long time. And this is important for you to know. That is why you constantly return to each other.
Yes.
There is no pressure upon anyone to sit within this room to listen to my words. And my heart is glad when I see you gather and you listen to these simple words I bring to you. And although the words are simple, they have great significance to you.
Ask you a question.
And this time they're not really important. They were just. Would you rather read?
I will take a question.
I was just interested. You said about nuclear power. It was something that's been developed, and we don't understand it. You also talked about GM foods. You said they weren't good. But is this in fact another thing that we've developed that we don't actually quite understand? We haven't quite got to do the right thing with it.
There is much within your world that has come to you under the umbrella of progress. Let me just say this to you, my dear friends. The majority of mankind wishes to help each other. But in the past few thousand of your earthly years, mankind has developed a knowledge, has evolved to think for himself in a way which is not always best for all peoples. You know that all that comes to mankind originates from the world of spirit.
Yes.
Although many ideas come from our world, they are not utilized to the best advantage of mankind. The problem is always, as I have said on many occasions, that because humankind has free will, they can abuse and do abuse that which comes to them. But that is their choice. We, as I have said before, can try to influence all for good. But the power of thinking, is so great that sometimes we cannot but help and have to stand back and watch mankind be destructive. It is a process of what you call your evolution. We may pick individual topics, and there are many upon which I could comment. but I will generalize for you and say that mankind is reaching a point when all that is coming to him will be used correctly, will be recognized as the spiritual gifts which they were meant to be. Throughout all of your worldly history, there have been many civilizations previously with far greater knowledge than that which is available today. And have I not told you how mankind have abused that knowledge?
Yes.
This still happens today. There is nothing new in so much as mankind still uses that free will. Remember, too, what I have taught you, that always there are two sides. There is always the positive and the negative aspect to all of living. So what one man might abuse, another will find good with. And this we must trust humankind, and we must influence those who are working for good. We cannot change any pathway which has already arrived. Mankind has made a decision, the thought becomes reality. And all we can do is to influence and influence until such time as that knowledge is turned around and used in the way that it should be.
If the knowledge is being used correctly,
it will be of benefit to humankind.
Yes, but what I was going to say, you said, you know, if something's used incorrectly, there's a balance, and then there's somebody that will find good with it. But likewise, when the good is being used, there's somebody who can find something bad in it, won't there, too?
Always there will be this balance, yes. You have to look around all of your world in this age to see that. Man goes against man. In every walk of your earthly life, what one finds good, another will find a purpose of objection or misuse. But what we are striving for, my dear friends, is that mankind stops and observes and takes inwards all that is given to him from our world. Only then, when mankind listens to the inner voice, will this world indeed become a much happier place. It is possible. It is possible. But each individual needs to accept some responsibility for what is happening in your planet. You cannot be absolved from it. These may seem to be harsh words, but I tell you, Because in accepting that responsibility, you are accepting that you are more than a body of flesh. You understand? Try not to, my dear friend, think of any one situation. Try not to focus on the negative of any one purpose of life, but always strive to see the fuller picture. And then, and only then, will you see what has to be done. These are simple words for me, but not so easy to do. But if you do not strive, you will not achieve. Is that helpful to you?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
I hope, my dear friends, that you are beginning to feel the love which envelops you all at this time. I am going to withdraw and work on this instrument for some time. I will leave with our dear lady friend, all of you, to go within and see what is wrong underneath you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Don't be afraid to speak out, to say what you see, to say what you feel, to say what you hear. Because, my dear friends, this evening all of your senses will be bombarded by those who stand close. Open your hearts, open your mind, and allow it to be close to you. Mm-hmm.